Sorry, Nick. Sorry.
It's okay, man.
It's okay.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I just forgot my laptop was charging.
Oh.
My laptop was charging.
Andy, that's a cardboard box. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the morning show. It's Friday.
It's good.
But more so than that, it is Avengers 4, nay I say, Avengers Endgame.
Oh, shit.
Trailer day. Now, I know all of you people out there with your positive attitudes and your Game Awards last night were all jacked up on Mountain Dew that Corey Barlog got to get up there and accept a bunch of awards.
Woo!
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 He earned it!
As a stop point for that, I'm going to actually give him a compliment real quick. Fucking look at on point last night.
Oh, Corey my Barlog. God. It looked fantastic.
His hair is great.
He looks so great.
Best hair in the business.
Yeah.
Now, I know you all... Now, I'll come back to my character. Is that cool?
Cool.
I know you all are out there getting drunk, spilling beers on Razer computers.
Why, Nick? Why say it that way?
But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, come back to reality. And that reality revolves around a bunch of fictitious superheroes who are all coming together to round out the fourth of what will go down in history as the greatest entertainment crossover of all time. I don't care what Reggie says. I don't care. Avengers is the better one.
I mean,
I love Smash.
Last night we had Sean Layden, Reggie, and Phil Spencer all on stage.
I didn't see it.
Did you see that happen? Really, really cool.
No, what I saw was Tim get so excited, he shot-putted a beer across your face.
I have the clip. You wanna?
Can we watch that right now, Kev, for all of you that missed this reaction?
There are still lots of amazing moments coming up in the show. We've got more performances and, of course, the Game of the Year announcement.
Whoa.
What's going on?
We thought it was going to be an Avengers trailer. The Rooster Bros just walked
out. Yeah, no, I saw that. I understand. Shut up.
Sorry, you're doing the shut up thing again. You're doing the shut up thing again.
I'm in a great mood.
I got awesome. Rated E.
Persona? On Switch?
Wait, seriously? He went alone to the Game Awards?
Is that Xander Mobus, the announcer from Super Smash Brothers?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why aren't you red with it, dude?
He's there to steal a treasure.
Have Yo, is it like Crimson Edition coming to Switch?
We're not the ones sending a card this time. In fact, we've been invited.
Show me in the chat.
Invited to steal the greatest treasure of all.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Look at how much falls off.
It's just so much beer. Like, it's comically saturated.
What the fuck?
With beer.
Wow. Live stream fail.
If only the backup camera was running.
The best moment was that later. Kevin ends up taking the laptop towards the back and is like, there's still more beer falling out of this.
I walk in this morning. Now, I saw this clip last night, ladies and gentlemen. And I walked in this morning, and I see the laptop like a teepee, just turned upside down, like a drunk party boy just hurling in the bushes.
Yeah.
This poor Razer laptop. Now, of course, Razer
didn't survive, dude.
I think that laptop's done.
Oh, it didn't survive, yeah.
And by done, I mean please don't fire it up because I don't want the office to smell like burnt beer.
We couldn't get it to turn off, so it just kept sizzling.
Yeah.
It was super sad.
Kevin put it next to my ear, and it's as if I held a dying human being, like, wheezing, like, for its final breath. Yeah. And it just kind of...
I got the black lung pot.
Yeah, it was very, very, very sad.
Well,
very sad.
I'm happy. It's for all accounts, it sounded like it was a great show last night. I checked in here and there. It looked fantastic. Are you checking comments?
Yeah, no, I'm swiping through.
Okay.
Because it's touchscreen.
So I'm very excited about that, but what a great... 1-2-3 punch that we have today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Today, of course, you all get to spend time with me, and we're going to watch the event. Thank you. We're going to watch the Avengers 4 trailer in a little bit.
Is that something they, like, with you? Is that the honor that they're...
It's not an honor. It's a privilege.
I've always seen
it's more
it
of
as
a
an
privilege.
Honor.
Got it.
Mostly when I come in, Kevin goes like this, hey, it's so cool to hang out with you. And then right when he thinks I'm out of earshot, just gives me shit.
Yeah.
Every time.
Like he did today.
That's what we do, man.
He just does it.
That's what we do.
He's an old bogey, y'all know.
And I don't understand.
He's so old.
The disrespect. Yeah. One time Kevin looked at me, he pulled me aside and he said, Nick, I'd like you to be my mentor.
Nope.
And I said, that's great, Kevin. And then he said, but I'm going to absolutely not listen to anything you say. and everything you say I'm going to question, and then when you walk out of the room, I'm going to make fun of you.
Every time.
And it wasn't like a verbal thing. He said it mostly with his eyes. You know how sometimes he looks at you like you're a big plate of steak?
Where oh, yeah.
Gobbling you. And you're down. Like, you're not, like you'll be talking to him, and you're like, you're no longer listening to me anymore. Yeah. Now you're somewhere else. That's how that went. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Kind of Funny Morning Show. You're watching it. I'm here. Andy's here. We got Cheeks Jr. in the back holding down the fort. Today, of course, we're going to watch the Avengers 4 trailer. We're going to talk, that's pretty much all we're going to do. We're going to talk about the release date moving up, and then we're going to go into Internet of the Week. Before we get into that, of course, and hopefully Tim doesn't die, by the way. I'm hoping he can come on and watch this trailer with us, but he walked in today, and I'm like, you're at the bitter end, my friend.
He's very zombie-ed.
The bitter end. And he's like, I can't shake this cold. And I'm like, dude, you're going to get pneumonia. This is how fucking Henson died.
Jim Henson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
I know. I'm telling you guys that you got to take care of yourself. Tim's not a young man anymore. He's not old.
I thought he got his hand stuck in the puppet and he had to cut it off like in that 128
hours.
13 hours later?
You're thinking 128 hours where he got his hand stuck in the rock?
128 days later.
28 days. Of night.
It's gonna be a good one.
First up on housekeeping, the hype hat is real. Kevin's wearing it right now, and you can look just. You're not wearing it?
No, it's a beanie I'm wearing right now.
I can't. Oh. Everything always is turned backward with you, and you have one button on it. It's just the same.
Kevin,
your
he
aesthetic.
Only has 6 feet of vision. All it's just 6 feet.
What am I, fucking old Tyrannosaurus Rex? Don't move, he won't see you. Which, by the way, I think has been disproven at this point. Kindoffunny.com/store. Go check this out. This is awesome. Kev, if you click over to a different picture of it, you can see the underside of the bill, which is hypo color, and I fucking love it.
Hypo color?
Yeah.
You talk
I'm sorry,
like
it's not, you know, I'm sorry. It's iridescent, not hypo color. Hypo color is like when you'd wear the shirt and the heat would turn it a different color.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the jam.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if we ever do a hype shirt, that's what we'll do. We'll do a hypo color hype shirt.
Do you actually remember that? Or is that some shit you saw in, like, I Love the 80s?
It's something I saw on TV. Yeah. I've never seen one in real life.
Yeah.
But I would like if only the logo hype was that sort of heat thing.
Ooh. Yeah.
And the hotter and sexier your body was.
Yeah.
Like it would turn, you know.
Like it starts blue, but then it turns our color pink.
Yeah.
The hotter, your
so
body
tight.
Gets.
That'd be so tight, dude.
It could just, it's just in control of your sexual fin.
Okay, let's move on.
We also have a couple shirts up on there. Go check out that store. I'm not going to, we beat you over the head with this all week.
Dude, look at the little logo the in here. It's so
it's dope
cute.
As shit.
It's so cute.
It's dope. And if I was an old ass man, I would have three of them and just wear them at all times. I want to do what Pharrell did and just bring back like the big hat, but in that, I mean like three hat. And they'll be like, Nick's so cool.
Forward, backward,
boss.
Forward, backward, forward.
Forward, backward, left, but not right. Never right.
Got it.
Right means you're in a gang.
Leave a comment on that hat letting us know how it's improved your life if you buy it.
Let me finish this tweet. Vamp for a second. Can you check the comments on your thing?
I'm looking at comments right now. We got a couple. You want to read them? Any good ones?
Yeah, sure. I have it up here.
Why don't you read them to us like you're reading me a nighttime story, Kevin? Use the voice that you use sometimes with me when no one's around.
No, that's for you, not for someone else. Andy, are you going to read them? Or?
Oh, I thought you were going to read it.
No.
Hats off to you, Hat. Buy this headwear and hype responsibly. Friends, don't let friends hype and type. That's funny. Funny, because, it destroyed my laptop, Kevin. Trevor says, is a verified reviewer, by the way, and says, great for destroying the laptops of your enemies. I wasn't originally going to buy this hat. I've never really been that much of a hat kind of guy, but that was before I discovered its incredible hidden ability as a destroyer of laptops. Once Tim Geddes demonstrated this on Andy Cortez's laptop during the Game Awards reaction stream, I knew I had to pick one up. Beware Janet in accounting. I'm coming for your laptop. Maybe that will teach you to file my expense reports properly. Fantastic, Trevor. That's a great, great comment.
That is what we want to see.
That's why he's verified, you know what I mean?
What we want to see is when you buy our merch, we want creativity. And we also want it to be a little creepy and scary for anyone that's reading it.
Oh, I kind of freaked out for a bit, Nick, because I thought the date said 11/8 or 11/7/2018. And I thought like a month ago someone left that comment. Can you imagine how much you would freak out about that, Kevin?
No, I would just think that the site's not working right.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would
think. No, that's the problem.
I would definitely think it was like some sort of a stigmata. Is that the right word?
No, stigmata is when you have like the
cigarette burns on your hands.
Cigarette burns in your hands, yeah. Like for when my dad used to punish me.
Jesus
I'm joking. Christ. Big old Lou never smoked. He did. He used to smoke a pipe, actually. It was lovely. My mom would let him smoke inside. It smelled so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad had this drawer growing up. We had the bar, right? The bar was always like the adult area. but that was the place when my parents went to tell my brother and I immediately raided. And so that was like, it had all the alcohol, but then it had the drawer that had a, like cigars and like pipe tobacco. And I always used to smell the pipe tobacco because it was always, it just smelled delightful.
Got you hooked early.
It did.
Yeah.
And then I started smoking cigarettes, went straight to the smack.
Wait, cool. How old were you when you started really smoking cool. cigarettes?
13.
That blows my mind.
13? I mean, that was the first time I had a cigarette. I wasn't like, I didn't have a cigarette and go, fuck yeah, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. And then a pack just rolled up in my sleeve. And I was just like, God, life's so hard on the line. You know what I mean? Working on the line, the cars, working on the aircrafts.
What are you I'm on the line. You like?
I got a comment on Twitter asking me how my eyes feel. Nick, all day yesterday, my eyes were just red and itchy.
All that fucking weed.
Today, it feels like they are recovering from a hangover from all the rubbing I did yesterday.
Hot.
They were so itchy, Nick. Playing Smash, I couldn't concentrate.
Well, you better gird your loins, my friend, and get your eyes in order because tomorrow, 10 a.m., this channel, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, the first ever, and I'll say it because we're going to do it again. I'll fucking say it.
I'm committing. I'm tired.
Tie. Kind of Funny Games Showcase. We're doing this awesome fucking thing that almost killed Tim. We're not sure if it killed Greg. Has anyone seen Greg lately?
No, I haven't, no.
Someone told me he went to the Game Awards. I didn't see him there.
I think he might be streaming on Twitch right now.
Actually, I think he is on Twitch's show. That's what the calendar says. We're doing the showcase tomorrow. Come watch it with us. It's going to be awesome. 60 games, some fun reveals. We're going to have some cool time. And then after that, of course, we're going to play Smash for till the fucking cows come home. Man, we deserve this. We are going to get hammered. Daddy's going to order us some pizzas.
Oh!
Woo!
Can you order hella wings? Can it be from Signori's?
I can do whatever
want. Some jalapeno poppers. I'm excited, guys.
Am I crazy in thinking that the jalapeno popper is maybe one of the best hand-eaten inventions?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. It's only flaw. Hand foods.
Thank you.
Hand foods is right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Fried pickles, great.
Fried pickles also great, but the only flaw is that the jalapeno itself can be too thick, and you can't bite through it with one clean sweep.
Don't like it.
Yeah, and then you're committed. You don't gotta like go it. You gotta
all
eat
the
whole
thing. Then it sucks all the way in, and it's always hot on the tip, and it burns your throat on the way down. But it's fun. What is this?
It's a tip we missed yesterday.
Ah, right. Devin Holbrook said y'all missed a tip from yesterday, so I'll look into that right now. We have one more piece of housekeeping, though.
Thanks for that.
Oh, it's
tip.
This.
I think that's the video from the cat again. Which we saw already.
I have it pulled up somewhere.
All right.
This is his tip right here. Fun clip for the Great Wall of Kevin. Michael Rapaport strikes again. I think we already watched this.
We saw the second cat clip, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. If it's...
It's this.
Oh.
Oh, this was the first cat clip.
No, this is...
There's like a weird bird in this
What
thing.
The fuck is happening? Where does Michael Rapaport live?
I've seen this.
Let's watch it. What the fuck is at the door? What is that? Ah! No! What is it?
Ma!
It's a goddamn...
Get the fucking door gun!
Is that a hawk?
Yeah.
There's a fucking dragon at the door!
I love that he's screaming for his ma.
Call the fucking sheriff's department! Ma, get the fucking BB gun!
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Do you want it? All right.
I actually don't know if that's his video. I think he may have dubbed over this one because I swear I've seen this video before where like... Somebody captioned it like, what do you do when this, if this Falcon tries to square up with you or some shit like that?
That's amazing. I'm sure.
Good call if he just stole it.
Yeah, and it's honestly, fantastic.
It's funny.
You know, the funny thing about it is you can just steal people's ideas and their videos and sound effects and get away with it. It doesn't matter.
He didn't steal anyone's idea.
Doesn't care anymore.
It was his idea with some...
Fair use is a right, and it's a law.
None of that is
great artists steal.
Kevin, give me the
better
one.
Artists steal more.
I'm going to pitch you guys hard on something right now. And I want you to pay attention to what I'm telling you. You want to be a Patreon fan tier patron for us right now? You're going to get this beautiful son of a bitch in your mail next month. Oh my God. 30 for 30 Tim Gettys signed cover of Forbes.
Not a real cover. We made that ourselves.
It's 100% a real cover.
Real cover.
Until Forbes sues us, in which case we will back away from
Forbes,
that joke
please don't
as
sue
fast
us.
As possible.
Please don't sue
Tim,
us.
Tim, of course, 30 for 30, 30, 30 under 30.
It says forks. It says forks.
We're celebrating that right now with one of these bad boys that's coming to you. So back us on the Patreon fan mail tier on games.
Kind of funny games.
Kind of funny games. Kind of funny Prime. Of course, you're going to get our annual holiday card. And maybe it's us with Santa. And maybe Santa's hand is somewhere inappropriate. Maybe Andy's hand is somewhere inappropriate.
Sorry, I was wrong. There it is.
There it is. All right.
Those are fun, taking those photos.
Oh, they were, really fun.
Yeah, had a
blast. They were really great.
Thank you, Cool G.
Oh, you got him with Claire.
Cool G hooking up with that
Zyrtec. I don't want you to take that. You already took some DayQuil, right?
Yeah, but this is a...
You're actually allowed to make
this is an antihistamine.
But I feel like it's going to burst a little heart.
No, this is an antihistamine.
You got the heart of a small bird.
Nick, you're thinking cocaine.
Oh, I am thinking cocaine.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check back in on tips real quick, and then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dive headfirst into Robert Downey Jr. and the Avengers 4 trailer. But before we do that, one of these days I'll just open everything, you know?
Sure, why not, right?
Because it's like, what?
Get ahead of it.
Nothing more...
It's not hard. You know what you're going to go through.
I don't know why I don't just keep it open for the day before.
It's like you say, one of these days I'm going to start my diet, you know, but not today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my geez. Mike, what, really? Gwift TV Barbecue said, I humbly submit my patronage for my day of birth today, a.k.a. my birthday. Thank you guys for all the great content. P.S. R.I.P. Andy's razor blade.
Thanks for the $5. It's my birthday, too, so thank you so much for that.
It is. Every day is Happy birthday to
you, O. McGwift Barbecue.
It's a terrible handle, dude.
That's a really bad handle.
It's a bad handle. Frankly,
But you know what? But thanks for the tip. Yeah. Thanks for giving us $5 so we could be right here.
If you're in chat, say what your name is, so we'll just call you by that. You know what I mean?
Well, wait.
Because if his name is Michael, I'd rather just say Michael. You know, or Mick.
People like to have their online digital handle read by me though, because it's cool. It's like John. It's like the movie. It's like the movie Johnny Mnemonic.
Hey, it's cutting edge. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to all the people that went and commented on this video.
Yes.
Positive stuff about us playing Smash.
Can we find
you
something?
You guys did a great job.
Is there one of them?
I don't know. I think if you just sort by like, okay, yeah, you know what? Just go down. Yeah, just scroll down. You all killed it. You all went in there.
Yeah, I mean, the first one is like, damn, how early did you guys get this? You're all unbelievable players.
About a match with any one of you online.
That's great.
You all answered the challenge and thoroughly confused all of the people talking shit in our comments who were like, oh, you guys are fucking trash at this game.
FBot says, these guys are amazing at Smash. The one with the beard should definitely become a pro player. that kinda, joke being, of course, we all have beards.
Kind of funny, continues to dominate the fighting game community. I love it.
This is so great.
You guys fucking killed it. I replied to like almost every one of them, so thank you so much, guys. Really, really awesome of y'all. I had to pause it every few seconds just so I could take enough notes. One day I hope to be 1/10 as good as you guys. Open the reply, Kev. Open the reply. What did I say? If you train hard enough like we do, anything can happen. You know, I just liked encouraging everybody, mm-hmm. Nick. Most of the replies are like, you know, you keep hard work and dedication, you'll get to where we are, you know?
Conversely, there was some fun comments on yesterday's show, yesterday's morning show, as one could imagine, with the rare mood I was in. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
One of the comments, I think I screen capped here. Oh, did I send it to you?
No, you
did not. I did send it to you.
Maybe I'd check it if...
Slack.
I haven't installed Slack on this
Check your stupid Slack.
Slack.
Okay, hold on, wait. This is my favorite thing that came out of yesterday. And then we'll move on. We're having a great time. I'm having a great time. Yesterday, let's see, JC Lego Man said, if you milk a leprechaun, Kevin, do you get Guinness? And I said, if you milk Kevin, it comes out of string cheese.
Gross.
Why are you so gross?
Does it look like the Play-Doh where you squeeze through
it? There's it's disgusting.
You gotta check back, guys. Ridiculous. You're missing gold here. If you're not commenting on these videos and they go up on YouTube, you're missing out on at least 80% of the fun factor of this show.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on. Two more tips and then we'll go.
Two more tips.
Remember, queue up your tips. Queue up your tips and all that stuff. We'll take them after this as well, but let me read a couple more of these. Lexi Gunner gave us tips and happy Friday. Glad you boys are up and running today. From Nick Shenanigans to Gary Wood is shitting on everything yesterday was hands down classic episodes. Hashtag RIP Andy's laptop. Hashtag stop calling me.
Stop calling me. I really wanted to clip that out and just have that like as an audio soundboard thing.
Someday we'll have an audio soundboard.
I'm going to do it more.
We have a stream deck.
Yeah, no, we have two extra ones now.
Yeah.
I really miss the stabby stab stab thing. I wish that had gone a little longer. And
yeah, you told me, and I quote, stop doing that. It's really bad.
Well, you kept saying, you said stab your parents in the eye.
In the right
eye. That's the part I was
in the right eye.
Why?
Because that's their dominant eye.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Dodger Hat Kid in the chat, stop fucking tipping. We want the trailer.
All right. You're right. I apologize. We'll get to these tips afterward. Tim!
Stop calling me.
Stop calling me.
Real quick. Also, yesterday we discovered a new thing, which is where Gary Whitta.
What did Gary do? What did Gary do yesterday?
He's really upset that we didn't include him in the showcase.
Okay.
And we kept cutting to him and he'd be like, I don't care. And it's a great little bit. That
Gary's awesome. Yeah. Do you want to pull up a chair for this?
Dodger Hat Kid, no, for that, awesome. You owe us a sub, all right? So sub to us right now for that insubordination. Play the trailer.
That's all right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Marvel Studios. Yeah, first off, they need to rename this because this is bullshit.
All right, you turds ready?
Let's go. Kill your past. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
Just a little Kylo Ren action.
This thing on. Hey, Miss Potts. If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. That'll be it. When I drift off, I will dream about you. It's always you.
He's so good.
Okay.
I'll finish what we started. Grandfather.
That's awesome.
Music, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that we're catching Thanos like Thanos gladiator style just on his farm.
Exactly what he said he was gonna do. He wiped out.
The beard's gone, y'all.
Oh shit. I didn't know
that. Oh yeah. He's back, baby.
We lost. All of us. You lost friends. You lost family.
This is awesome.
So cool.
We lost a part of ourselves.
God, that's fucking good.
This is the fight of our lives.
This is gonna work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't.
Woohoo! Nipples are hard, guys.
Me too, Andy. Yeah. Me too.
Show me that, man.
That's awesome.
Hi, is anyone home? This is Scott Lang. We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany. I got really big.
Is this an old message?
Ant-Man, I know you know that.
That's
me. Can you buzz me in?
Oh my God,
dude,
guys.
What a perfectly crafted trailer.
What a great trailer.
What?
I just took your fucking time with it, Russo Brothers.
I love how slow a burn it is. I love that we don't get any crazy action scenes. And I feel like we don't see too much of the movie. And I love that even this trailer feels like a Marvel movie where that little post bit feels like a post-credit sting that like teases what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I love also the use of everything kind of going away into the ash and then it rebuilding itself at the end with the Avengers. And obviously, they're going back to try to undo whatever Thanos did, but it's just fascinating. Like, I'm fascinated to see where Thanos is at that, like where we pick him up. Because the last time we saw him, he was just like, I'm just gonna chill in a fucking orchard with my fucked up gauntlet, and I did what I came to do, and that's it.
Yeah.
So what's gonna happen? No one knows.
The thing that excites me most about this trailer is none of the leaks we've seen seem to be accurate.
In what way?
This doesn't reflect any time jump. This doesn't reflect, we're picking up with Tony Stark.
Is he on the ship that Rocket and,
The Milano's like secondary ship.
Yeah, is that what that is? No. Is that the ship that Rocket and Thor took to the thing?
That is still on the.
That was the weird little tiny one.
Oh, that was the small.
That is the full on Milano.
Is he? No, he's not on the Milano though right now,
yeah,
is he?
No. Look here.
Yeah, it does look like the Milano.
This is the
upper two, and lower levels of the pilot seats and shit.
So what the hell happened to.
Well, it's because the Guardians came to Titan.
Yeah, but what happened to the Guardians?
They disappeared.
They disappeared.
Except Nebula. Everyone except Nebula.
And I
think that's right.
What I assume is going to happen is that he doesn't know Nebula's there, and he like dies, and somehow Nebula gets on this ship and like saves him. That's.
Well, I mean, presumably at this point, whoever's left over, you're going to be friends with, right? You're like, hey, Nebula. Like, I know we had our differences, but like, we should probably be homies now, right?
I'm wondering how he.
See right here, she's like breaking.
Yeah, that's the Milano. Yeah.
I'm wondering how he got the helmet off.
What do you mean?
Like, because his helmet, like, just forms through those nanobots or whatever. Like, it never felt like a tangible thing.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it all got so fucked up. Well, yeah. He's just like, this is what it's formed and it can't change, so he just kind of takes it off.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
Wait a minute, though. Nebula.
Yeah.
I don't remember where she was.
At the very, very end, they're in the movie, and she's like, he did it. Like, he did what he wanted. Like, he did what he said.
Where was she?
They were on Titan.
I thought she was with the Guardians.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't
know. No, she was on Titan with Tony Stark.
She was.
Huh.
She's like, he did it. And then, like, it shows Tony just sit down. He just kind of like.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to another scene.
Yeah. God, these movies are fucking special.
Yeah. CRS under one says she's on Titan with Tony. So they must have been the only two left. I forgot that. Was Chris Pratt's character? Was Star-Lord? He disappeared as well?
Yeah, all of them.
Fuck, man. I forgot.
Cassandra says, Cap asking if this is an old clip feels like a time jump. That's a good call. Because that is
well,
weird.
Well, no, I think it's because they assume that he's gone because he was in the small universe. Remember? That's how it ends with him. That's the stinger. He's going down there to collect.
Somehow he got out.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I'm about to come help. I get real big.
He's gotten out before. Remember, he put the little thing on this regulator and pressed it and grew big. So I'm sure he had a back plan to get out, but I'm sure he was also stuck there for a little while because he's not the smartest kid, you know?
Do you think we're going to see Homeboy who turns into a bad guy from Doctor Strange? Because this reminds me of...
Mordor?
Yeah, this reminds me of that scene, this shot here. Yeah, like
his clothes looks very similar.
That's what I thought it was initially.
But this is Ronan, right? This is
it's Ronan.
Hawkeye, who's probably lost his whole family.
Yeah.
I'm assuming doing crazy vigilante shit, being a tough guy. Yeah, see, damn. I said that before I even saw the bodies. Because he's out there.
He just fucking killed a bunch of people.
You got to imagine, the world goes shit, half the people are gone, fucking, people don't care about order anymore. So now they need people out there being fucking crazy.
Well, I'm gonna wager, there's a guy in an all-white suit out there. So clearly, Yakuza.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Clearly bad guys. If you're wearing an all-white suit, you have to be bad.
You're doing a bunch of crimes, dude.
I'm super stoked. I think they did this perfectly. And I hope we don't see too much more. We're going to.
They're going to show us a bunch of that's awesome.
So, this is hanging awesome up the armor. Shot. The next shot is also really interesting.
Yeah,
it looks like he's wearing... Is he wearing the glove?
It doesn't look like it.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. It's all busted up.
It's a busted glove.
Yeah.
But it's got... His fingers are coming out of it.
Boy, it's really busted.
Infinity
glove.
Well, no, we saw it at the end of Avengers Infinity War. It was fucked up.
It was all like burnt and like crumbled.
Like
and
it was
gross.
Crumbled.
Yeah. It looks like you can like break it apart with your hand.
Let's frame by frame this bad boy.
I don't see his thumbs. No.
Oh no.
Those are just like.
It does look like the tip of fingers right there.
Might just be the gauntlet. Those are the segments of the gauntlet. Yeah. Oh,
was it on that hand? Yeah, it was on that hand. Yeah. Right. It was on the left hand. Yeah.
And like, there's something there that looks like
Soul Stone. It's gauntlet. It's gauntlety.
God damn it. Sorry. There it goes.
Did Tim tell you what the Russo brothers said last night at the Game Awards?
No.
They're like, originally there was 5 nominees for nominees for best ongoing game, but now there's only 5. I was like, you fuckers.
That's good. That's really good. Did you guys see their tweet?
No.
Let's pull this up, Kev.
Got it.
The next thing here.
They just reveal the whole plot.
No, but they had a very nice tweet for everyone. So the Russo Brothers, for our audio listeners, the Russo Brothers tweeted, "For those who have been here since the beginning, for those who have joined along the way, for the best fans in the universe, this trailer is for you. With much love and gratitude from your patience, the RBs."
The RBs, baby. The RBs drinking some DCs, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the aspect ratio of this fucking movie.
Yeah, dude.
It's like ultra-wide Panavision.
I'll watch it on my monitor later.
It's so ridiculous.
But
it's
does it look like that on YouTube or only the Twitter trailer?
Oh, it's like that on YouTube.
Yeah. I hate that.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's complicated.
But YouTube, it's baked into a 16:9.
That sucks. Why do they do
that? I love when trailers on YouTube are like 21:9. It's so rad looking.
Oh, of course, the other big news following this, Kevin, bring up that Polygon article right there and scroll down. We're getting this a little early. What happened there? Oh, there we go. April 26th, it's moving up. What is it, a week?
A week, yeah.
A week. So for whatever reason, they like to tease out. Like, they're perfect at this. They're like, it's going to come out a week from now. And they go, you know what? It's coming out right now.
Go to Chris Evans' Twitter.
Can't fucking wait for this damn movie.
God, and then this Captain Marvel, she looks like she'd rather be anywhere else than in that picture.
You gotta stop saying that.
No, I'm sorry, but you know.
Like, I don't agree here.
Don't ruin this for me, Brie Larson.
This one's special. You guys have no idea. Chris Evans says, I just fucking love that. You know?
It's so... I didn't see this tweet from Marvel Studios. Part of the journey is the end.
Is the end, yeah.
It's man. It's so deep, dude. I'm just so had, excited.
Man, my nipples have yeah, been fucking
as I read that,
It's blades on my chest right now.
Oh my god, dude. This is so... That sounds kind of hot.
Yeah. Feeling it, dude.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Avengers Endgame. Let us know if you guys are in the comments right now. Let us know what you think. Let us know what we missed. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop all that in there too. What did we miss? What did we get wrong? What are we talking about here? What ship is that? What's happening with Robert Downey Jr.'s facial hair? Do we like it? Do we not like it? And if you have nothing else to say, the word of the day today is Endgame. That's what it's going to be.
Where do you think he's pooping on the ship?
I think he probably
they
just
have a toilet.
I feel like they have a toilet and it goes. It's like one of those plane toilets.
Yeah.
And then just goes out into space.
Unless it just materializes.
Bye bye to your poop.
So, wait, you think that the poop just drops on a little like little bowl? There's no water in there?
No. God, no.
Yeah.
Because every time you turn upside down, the water would go all over the place. Milano's always going all over the place.
It stinks when you poop in somewhere there's no water.
I hate pooping in planes.
Really?
I never have. I've never pooped
because
on a plane.
Of that. Because I don't
Ever?
Like
Ever.
That all the time. You look and there's someone else just drop one and it just smeared all the way down. You can just see it.
No,
like,
the water's usually strong enough
don't
to
say
like
smear.
Fucking
yeah,
sometimes, usually. And then sometimes you're like, what did you have for breakfast?
Well, maybe it's your poops because like
no. When I go, when I'm forced to go, I wait until the plane gets to the peak of its altitude, right at the top of the parabola.
What was that word?
Peak of its altitude?
Oh, I thought you said altitude. Okay.
Why don't you hit yourself with your own laptop? I like to wait till it hits at peak for me to crest, and then it compacts everything. Comes out like a bullet train.
I bet, dude.
You go like this. It's that one moment you're like, and then it's done.
I love how you always
it's like
save,
childbirth.
You always
moment
save your poop for like before the morning show. It's always, it's just your thing
I didn't
to do.
Today, though. I ran out. And
it
was up
it,
to
it
there.
Makes me, it may, like, because it's always like, hey, Nick, you get in the seats? And you're like, yeah, just give me a minute. I'm going to go take a 5-minute shit. It's like, fuck.
And then I text Kevin, Kevin, poopy.
No, but, you no, whisper
you,
it.
Or you just say it. You won't text. We're just sitting at our desk. We hear Kevin.
It's really upsetting. Nintendo Millennium in the chat is saying that the centrifugal force would keep the water in if there was water. No, that's if it was consistently rotating.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
However, they never really define how they do gravity on these ships. But if you figure if it's gravity that's pulling you down here, it's not going to be strong enough. If it's so strong that it can hold water in place, it's going to be too strong to move in, right?
Oh, but their technology is like far.
Yeah, I mean, you got to assume that like they have some sort of artificial gravity.
Do you think they have a little like you sit down and it goes and reaches into the butt and just sucks it out?
Sucks it out. Yeah, that'd be cool.
The astronauts shoots it out, strap bye-bye. Themselves down.
Yeah, because you can't have a log floating in space. You can't have a rogue log.
The lunar, Apollo 11, they have a clip of their audio where they're like, catch it, grab it. And it was because the poop had gotten loose.
That's so gross.
That's really funny.
I'd be like, you did it. You go get the fucking poop. I'm not touching your poop.
But it's just, there's camaraderie
I can't even poop outdoors.
There.
This episode is called Space Poop.
Space poop.
Yeah.
Space
no,
poop.
It's not. It's Avengers trailer.
Oh, right.
All right. Let's, that was great. You know what? Before we go into tips, ladies and gentlemen, listen, you want to do Internet of the Week?
Read the tips first. Let's do it.
There's a lot of tips. Here's what I was going to do. I was going to do Internet of the Week, then the ad reads, then the tips, and round out the show with lots of positive energy.
Anyway, you tell these kids not to tip.
I feel like we can end the show with Internet of the Week. I feel like that's a lot of
positivity. I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at. Going back to tips, of course, P. Jacobson 21 gave us 569 shares and said, got a vasectomy this morning because two kids is enough. Now my wife can start being my Twinkie and stop being my toaster strudel. I don't know what toaster strudel means. I mean, I get Twinkie.
Nice and warm on the inside?
Cream filled. Is what he meant by that.
Got it.
But I don't know what a toaster strudel
has jelly on the inside.
Oh, man. I had a Pop-Tart the other day.
Toaster strudels are great, dude.
I got drunk as shit last Saturday night.
Yeah.
And on the way home, picked up a box of Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
I was like, I just want Pop-Tarts. And I ate a Pop-Tart. I was like, cool. And then I fell asleep with like Pop-Tart crumbs on me. Woke up the next day and I was like, I was like, toasted Pop-Tart. Looked over, my wife was like, can I have one of your, I just had one of your Pop-Tarts. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it is. And we just ate Pop-Tarts all day. What?
What flavors did you get?
What are you, fucking monster?
Strawberry.
Brown
cinnamon sugar.
Oh, sugar.
God, you're so, I don't understand how you were raised so poorly.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Brown cinnamon.
That's the one that, like, when you buy the variety pack, gets left over till the end.
No, that you're talking about blueberry.
Excuse me?
Blueberry.
Blueberry is delicious.
Blueberry is great. Oh, you fuck up. What?
Blueberry and cherry are the fucking power couple.
Is this
going to
be the thing that breaks us all up? Is our menage a trois, a menage a done?
They're all good. The worst one is just the unfrosted strawberry. Get out of here with that.
No one, unfrosted, we can
no
all
one
agree
has
are terrible.
Unfrosted. Where are you even finding these?
You can buy them.
You can buy them.
You gotta buy them at bargain stores, $1 stores. You get in there, they go, we've had these for 75 years. They're
but
vintage.
Andy's the 1%, so they must have got like been some like organic shit or something weird.
No, you just
no,
went to
when
H-E-B.
You get the ones that are called toaster strudels instead of Pop-Tarts, you're like, no.
Toaster,
big difference. No,
stop.
Big
toaster difference. Strudels are very different.
Big difference.
And they're beautiful,
they're,
too.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're
very I went good. To Pete's Coffee the other day.
You did?
And they have these, they have toaster strudels there, but they look like they swallowed a fucking, like a baby rat. They look like when a snake swallows an animal.
Yeah.
They're just fat as shit.
They look like a, they just look like lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a manicotti.
I mean, people have said that. Are Pop-Tarts just lasagna?
I hate when you say manicotti.
Why?
Not you, Nick.
I know. I'm asking why.
He says it so enthusiastically and it makes me want a manicotti. I don't even know what a manicotti
me
is.
Me either, Kevin, but it sounds
but
delicious.
But it's like,
right
I
now.
Want to eat a manicotti so
with
bad.
With a glass of milk?
No, you don't want a manicotti with a glass. Oh, it's no. Like a pasta.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what's funny is I thought manicottis were totally different. And then my mom made them. I didn't eat them last time. And then everyone was like, that's not what a manicotti is. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. It's basically a stuffed shell.
My friend Javi would eat spaghetti with milk.
The Cucumbus gave us $10 and said, from one Led Zeppelin fan to another, Nick, I highly recommend you check out Greta Van Fleet. Robert Plant gave them the thumbs up, regardless of them being framed as a Zeppelin ripoff. Personal favorite of mine is Talk on the Street. People have told me about Greta Van Fleet before. I think I gave that band a shot. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm just listening to Led Zeppelin as well.
Talking on the streets.
Let's see. Lalo Creep a While says, taking a day off work and finally getting a chance to watch live. Nick, tell Jordan to suck it. Kevin, please give me the one. Jordan, suck it.
Fucking
suck it,
loser.
Suck it. Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Cool.
The nanobiologist said, Andy, wasn't it your idea to drink? So technically, the wave of laptop destruction can be sourced back to you.
I blame myself because I didn't drink enough of the cider that I had.
I blame myself
because had I drinking more of it, not every single drip of liquid would have been consumed by the laptop.
If we had more resources and weren't dying right now, we should do a comedy short where it's you and me watching the Avengers trailer. And I get up and overreact and just spill everything. Just everything.
Like on purpose.
We just have 15 bottles lined up and I just keep spilling them.
You have a big like Gatorade like. Just
that'd be really funny, but I don't know if I could let you do that on a set.
I don't want to do it on the set either. It'd get really sticky.
Fuck, what do we do?
See the cleaning person only comes once a week. Yeah. And she sometimes walks in and goes, nope. And then walks out.
Yeah.
She'll see the shit we do and go, what is wrong with you dumbass frat boys?
Yeah.
Why does your bedroom smell like teen angst?
I say,
Mom, get out of my room, I'm my own man!
She accidentally turned off the power switch that powered me and Joey's computer, so we walked in and like all of our shit was off.
She didn't do that.
Huh?
She didn't do that. There was like a power outage that like fucked everything up.
No, the switch was off.
No, yeah, it flips. So when like there's a power surge?
It's a manual thing, isn't it?
Are you talking about in the back room?
No, right here on our desk.
Yeah, underneath in the little bottom. There was a power surge that weekend. A bunch of things had gotten flipped. So if the power is too intense to protect the outlet, switch.
Is your screen, is your brightness too high on the screen?
Can you turn it off? Got it.
There you go. Jelly Zipper gave us 500 shares. That this is how the show should be full time now, guys. Nick, Andy, and Kevin screaming. No Nick in the background. It's what makes the show best. Love you fuckers. Kevin.
No, don't encourage that.
Seriously, he's got to stop.
Kevin's screaming no Nick in the background is what he meant.
Yeah.
It's what makes the show best. Love you fuckers. Kevin is the dugout king, the dig out king.
I don't know what that means, I'll dig it out.
I think it's a reference from back of the day. Okavi underscore 69 gave us 500 and shares and said, hey guys, when I split open an Oreo and lick the cream off one side, I'm going to read the rest of this in my head first.
Yeah, before. Let's see.
Nope, we're not reading the rest of that. That's just gross.
Yeah.
I mean, but now I will imagine
Thanks for
that.
The 500 bits, though.
That's...
I will imagine that now. One last word said, at Kind of Funny Games, hey, Nick and Andy, tomorrow I'm doing a big Extra Life stream. Can I get a shout-out for the big, beautiful kids? Sure.
No. We're but you... going to the stream. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe he's doing one after ours. It's for the kids, Kevin.
He didn't say when. There's no way. It might be competition.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Game show, man.
Yeah, watch the showcase.
Everyone, watch the showcase first and then go support at One Last Word for the kids.
Yeah.
How about that? We can do all. There's 24 hours in a day. And you can't possibly watch all 17 hours of us getting drunk and playing Smash. Or can you?
17?
We're going to
be like four.
Dude, it's a 24-hour stream tomorrow. Did I didn't tell you that?
What?
Play, we're playing until Joey wins one. Jelly Simmer says, dugout, typo, not dig out. That's what I thought. Mr. Proton 1 gave us 3,005 cheers, which is an arbitrarily weird number, but I appreciate it. Excuse me, Mr. Ponton. See, I saw that Mr. and then the Ponton, but I put the pro.
Ponton's
a Ponton. I got too many protons and neutrons and electrons and protons. Overhyped Avengers trailer. How much do you guys want to bet Avengers Endgame is going to be just as overhyped as the last?
You owe us another 3,000 bits for your shitty
for
comment.
Your fucking insolence.
Really dumb comment.
You fucking moron.
Listen.
Bro, you.
Listen. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and film, as in every other art form, is subjective. But you're dead wrong on this, and it's not subjective. It's 100% objective, and it's awesome.
Give us more of your money.
And Shazam's now. Shazam's going to be good, and Aquaman's going to be fun. That's how it's going to go. Well, I'm willing this into existence.
We'll see.
Three-tiered structure. Good, bad, good, go fuck yourself.
It's going to be here.
Joe Russo. One of the Russo brothers.
Wow,
they said,
crazy.
The trailer wasn't the only gift today, ladies. We also got a fun clip down below.
Two D's.
They would never know if you didn't. If you just didn't narc on me.
I just want to help
Why
you.
Why are you such a fucking narc?
Because you're bad at reading.
I am. I'm so bad at it.
Hey, Nate, it's
the lights. They burn into your brain, you know? And I have to pee. I didn't pee.
I want to go home.
God. Let's see. So the trailer wasn't the only gift today, laddies.
Yeah.
We also got a fun clip down below, you little rascals. Oh, that's fun.
I think it's this one here.
Oh shit!
God.
Yeah, we gotta watch that.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's
bring
go.
It up,
let's
bring
go.
It up.
Let's go. Let's go.
This
let's
could
go.
Be really bad.
Oh,
oh
no!
Shit. Oh my
he's
god!
Fine. He's fine.
He's
he
good.
Back
he
up.
Got up. He got up. He got up. He got up.
Honestly, that was a really impressive drift.
It was really cool.
To right there.
That is
That's
it looked really
Mario
great
Kart.
Until you realized the curb was just about 10 feet closer than it needed to be. Gamer Zach said, "Get the Diet Coke, boys! It's time to party!" Gave us an Instagram post there. What is that?
We need some more DC, man.
Oh, party that's mode. Cool. That's
I like
awesome.
That.
I
party
like that
mode.
A lot. That's not bad at all. Monte Zuma says, just realized that Andy's laptop drinks harder than the rest of y'all. P.S. Go Spurs from the 210.
Yeah, 210.
Anthony Russo gave us a tip and said, if you want to see an early cut of the film, DM me at, I don't know what that means, AM, or just watch the fun clip below. There you go.
Oh, DM you from 6.09 a.m. to 6.09 and 1 second a.m.
Missed it.
You missed it.
But I can just do it tomorrow.
I don't know if this is going to be fun. It looks a little too malicious. But I'm going to try
it. Let's watch it first. If it's not fun, I will tell everyone what's wrong with it and how to be responsible human beings. How does that sound?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
This looks like every Christmas I've ever had. I don't like this.
Oh my God. Jesus. Why would you do that?
I thought the audio would help, but it's
a waste of cake.
No.
Also, like...
I'd divorce that motherfucker quick.
Yeah. Too violent.
All right, Zipper Jelly gave us 500 shares and giving up the nappy... Jesus, Kevin. Love you. We gotta stop with the dugout thing.
What is it?
It's a joke from a morning show we did a long time ago. I'll explain when you're older. All right, before we go to Internet of the Week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a second to tell you about our sponsors, the first of which is 23andMe. The first of which is 23andMe.
I knew you were going to do that.
Now through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what you... Are you answering emails over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. Easy to do. You simply spit into a tube provided in your 23andMe kit. Register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, receive your personalized online reports. 23andMe DNA Kit is a perfect gift for everyone you love. There's never been a better way to give the gift of genetic discovery to your parents, your siblings, your aunts, your grandparents, and everyone on your list. It's the one gift that you can buy the entire family that will be unique for each loved one. Tell you what's great about this. Tim did it. No surprise, super white. But there's lots of other stuff you can discover about yourself. Not the least of which is, are you one of those people who might have the body composition, the muscle composition of an elite power athlete like me and like Andy? You ever seen Andy out on the hoops?
He's fast.
On the gridiron?
He runs fast.
Look at this.
What have you ever seen someone like that?
Oh my God, never.
Yeah, never.
You're like what The Flash was based off of. You're so fast, people can't even see you.
Between my legs.
Andy
like
the Flash Cortez.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see if you're like Andy, you can use 23andMe. Also, do your arms and legs twitch while you're sleeping? With 23andMe Sleep Movement Report, you can discover how your genetics may be influenced how much you move your arms and legs during your sleep. Do you hate cilantro? Is it weird for you? Most people dislike cilantro. Describe the taste as soapy. Do you have the genetic markers associated with this aversion? You can learn so much about yourself.
That's crazy. The one about mosquitoes really, like, changed my life.
Some people may feel they get more mosquito bites than others around them. So, what makes some people more attracted to mosquitoes than others? Genetics may be partially to blame. If you want to discover all this and more about yourself, now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andMe.com/morning. That's the number 23andMe, A-N-D-Me.com/morning. 23andMe.com/morning. Again, that's 23.com/morning. Next up, we got Hims, a wellness brand for men. Ladies and gentlemen, 66% of men lose their hair by 35. And you're looking at two of them right here. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it. We're destigmatizing this right now.
I mean, because when you're born with it, it's like, what can you do?
I mean, you're born with the muscle composition of an elite power athlete
too,
as well.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Gifts and curses.
Gifts and curses. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, but you can do something about it. Thanks to science, baldness is now optional. The solution for that is for Hims.
I gotta turn the volume down on my laptop.
Turn the volume down on the laptop. It's weird.
Sorry.
Gosh, unprofessional. ForHims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Let me tell you, I noticed I was bald when I was in my early 20s. Did something about it then. Very happy. Wish I had this resource. Wish we had it destigmatized. We could talk about it. We could go to the website and see solutions and hear people's results. It's awesome. Thanks to science, or excuse me, Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by science. Awesome. The thing I like about this most, no waiting rooms, no awkward impersonal doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. So easy. Right now I'm using finasteride and the shampoo and the gummies, and I eat your gummies sometimes because there's nothing that tastes better than a gummy
that you didn't pay for.
There you go. Order now, and listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/morningshow. That's forhims.com/morningshow. forhims.com/morningshow.
It's not funny.
Loot Crate. Is our next sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. What is Loot Gaming? Loot Gaming is a monthly box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, which means you can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you today. I went to the kitchen, Andy, and I poured myself a nice iced coffee in this Loot Crate provided Foxhound Metal Gear Solid inspired pint glass.
That was a really good little
glass. It was really good.
Yeah.
You're drinking water out of it, I'm drinking the good
drink
stuff.
Drink some H2O.
Out of it. We love this. Loot Gaming gave it to us, and we couldn't be happier. And if you want to be happy too, this month has a dope theme. It includes four incredible franchises, including Halos, Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Galaga. And if that wasn't good enough, there's a dang guaranteed t-shirt in every crate. It doesn't get any better than that. It's $60 of value crammed into a crate for only $29 a month. You can't lose. Loot Crate also offers 16 other awesome crates, from pop culture classic Loot Crate to some gaming favorites, including Fallout and Halo. This crate will sell out, so you must order by this week to guarantee yours. Get the best subscription each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style, with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That is lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save that exclusive 30% off your subscription. All right. We read all the tips. Let's go into Internet of the Week.
Internet of the Week.
Cutting this story then?
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about that on Monday. That's a negative story. We're in a great place. We're supposed to give away something. But I think we did this yesterday. Oh no. You know, we're gonna give away two games on Monday. Because I forgot Joe's not here and I forgot to prep it.
Two games.
I forgot.
Two games on Monday. Two of them.
I'll put a note in here.
Yeah.
Joey sucks. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
There you go. She's probably watching.
She watches everything.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Internet of the Week, and we're starting off with, I'm calling it right now, this is my favorite fucking clip of anything ever.
It's a really good clip.
Let's go with it, Kev. Why do they do it? Why do raccoons do this to me?
I don't know.
This gives me so much fucking anxiety for this little critter.
He's shredding.
He's crushing it on the flute. Is that a recorder? I think it's a recorder.
Yeah. Which Jen wasn't happy about. She's like, it's a flute. Don't call it a recorder.
No, it's a recorder. That's what it's called.
This is a flute. You know?
Well, they also have these like hand flutes too. Yeah, I love it. He's like, my back legs just stopped working here.
I feel like that's like a very American Ninja Warrior sort of like going downhill. You just slide down or you walk
down.
But
what
you know?
Goes through the raccoon's mind?
Yeah.
When it decided to climb that thing, I just don't get it.
I don't know. I love it.
I just don't get it. All right,
this
next
one is fantastic.
We got some Red Dead.
This made me laugh a lot.
Is the comment important to read beforehand, or is it just the video?
I can read the comment. This is somebody who got off their horse at the beginning of a cutscene in Red Dead.
And you get off your horse by accident, right? Okay, got it.
The cutscene's supposed to be you and your crew just riding down the mountain. And it just doesn't end up that way. And so for the whole cutscene,
he's just running.
Your character is just running along with the crew, and he looks like he's struggling so much.
He looks like that person on mile 25 of the marathon who just should not be running the marathon, and they've shit themselves.
That's actually really cool that it is that it can
dynamic
change.
Like that.
Yeah. Dynamics
I just love like these scenes of him just alone, like looking around. It made me laugh a lot.
That's really, really funny.
I love that.
Red Dead, game of the year.
Yeah,
there it is.
No, it wasn't. It was actually anything else.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I put this on here. This was a tweet from PETA. I can't tell if they were serious about this or not.
Oh,
but
they're very
this,
serious.
Pull this up. PETA tweeted, "Words matter." And as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Here's how to remove speciesism. From your daily conversation. They're giving us instead like some terms to use instead of the old ones. Instead of kill two birds with one stone, feed two birds with one scone.
Fantastic.
Be the guinea pig. Be the test tube. Instead of beat a dead horse, feed a fed horse, which a lot of people took umbrage with. They took offense to that one because if the horse is already fed, then you're encouraging obesity in horses.
Yeah.
And that's just... You're solving one problem by causing another. That's the problem.
You know that they're going to come after that. After
bring
us.
Home the bacon. I take offense to this. Bring home the bagels. You guys know I'm waging a war against carbohydrates, specifically refined carbohydrates that are boiled down to processed foods like bagels. I love a good bagel every once in a while. But you can't just be willy-nilly bringing bagels home.
Kevin, when Greg made those burgers with the bagel buns.
So fucking
so good.
What a...
It was great.
Take the bull by the horns is the last one, which they want you to sub out to. Take the flower by the thorns.
Fantastic.
And I don't want to do that because taking the bull by the horns means I'm controlling this wild animal, including the situation. Wait. Taking a flower by the thorns means I'm just pricking my finger like a fucking idiot.
No, you're just holding it. You're just holding the little thorn.
By the thorn?
It's interesting. These sound really dumb, but at the same time, lot of thought was put into them to make them
You can
have
tell
the
that
same
a
messages.
Room of people who didn't want to offend each other sat for 15 hours straight. I want to know how this got done because you won't want to offend anyone, so you sit in a room for 45 hours straight. And everyone's ideas get to be heard. Who actually got to make the decision on which one of these dumbass ideas got
Joey made a great point that we should go with keep feeding that chicken.
So that we can
keep fucking that chicken. Instead of keep fucking that chicken.
Yeah, but I'm going to eat the fucking chicken eventually.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm a meat eater.
This clip is really, really funny.
This is fucking hilarious.
This K Jewelers commercial absolutely does not work if your TV is on mute. Go ahead and pull this one up.
Make sure it's on mute, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does no audio.
Okay, good.
So a man looks like he's proposing.
Got a K Jewelers box. Slides it across the table, and there's a small boy.
It says, "Long live love."
Who's just smiling, and is a little confused, and might be a part of a sex cult.
It's horrible.
Is this like, is it like, "Hey, I'm gonna marry your mom"?
Probably, yeah.
Cool
yeah. Presumably, "Hey, I'm getting married." Maybe it's his little brother. "Hey, I'm gonna get married," but we won't know. Now it just looks like he's a member of NAMBLA.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Nick. One of the things that I really enjoyed, just NAMBLA. What an interesting callback.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where my brain goes. I stopped watching things in the early 2000s.
Yeah, you certainly did.
If you are 34 years old, you love this show.
One of my favorite things that came from yesterday was you guys talking about he just looks like a good, a stepdad you'd want. Yeah, like someone you're down to fuck your mom.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
No. We're watching the Game Awards.
Oh,
and,
God. I was like, I didn't say that, did I?
Oh gosh, from BioWare, Casey Hudson popped up, and we're just like, he just looks like a great dude. Like he looks like the stepdad you would want your mom to marry. And then Tim went a little bit further and said, like, you'd let him fuck your mom. Like, you'd be okay with him fucking your mom. You'd be cool with it.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, I was going to say, you can't let anyone fuck your mom. That's just weird. If you're letting someone fuck your mom, like, you're taking money at the door for it, that's just a weird thing.
And then I said, Phil Spencer also looked like a really cool stepdad. And then the chat was like, does Andy really want a stepdad?
Maybe.
You have a real dad.
Yeah, I have a great dad. Yeah.
But like stepdad, you get dual presents.
It's a cool like dynamic. Yeah.
They want
cool
you to like them, so they buy you like a Porsche.
Yeah.
When you're 16, you're trying like, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Trying
in this
to purchase
car.
Your approval.
Yeah. Yeah. Buying my love. All right, everyone. 11:58. We can. Now let's take a couple comments from the chat. Let's go into the chat.
Let's go into the comments.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, has Nick seen the video of Christopher Walken singing Poker Face? And normally we don't click on comments or clips that are put left in the comment section, but god darn it, Mr. Yasman, you got me.
I really hope there, like, some... No, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Let's watch it. We'll go out with this one.
This looks really old. Yeah.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them. Let them hit me. Raise it, baby. Stay with me. I love it. Luck and intuition play the cards with spades to start. Right.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for that.
I'll play the
I just realized I have to pee a lot. So here's what's going to happen. Oh. We're done. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, the word of the day is Endgame. Let us know what you think of the Avengers Endgame trailer that we watched today. Let us know what we missed. Let us know what we got right. Let us know what we could do a little bit better. By we, I mean...
This guy right here.
Let us know what he could do a little bit better. Remember, have a great weekend, but make us part of your weekend. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we are going to be streaming our first ever showcase, maybe last ever showcase, depending on how it goes. Either way, it's going to be very, very exciting. Similar to like when that guy walked across the tightrope on the Twin Towers. Remember that?
That was pretty cool.
Really fucking
cool. They talked about that, right?
They did. I didn't watch it.
Oh, the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah. Because apparently I don't care about tightrope rock.
I also have to go pee, so make it quick. You know what I mean?
All right, everyone. We will see you Monday, 11 a.m. PT. Until then, have a wonderful weekend. Bye.